their appointed duty.
Hey, back on Downtown here on a Tuesday afternoon. On board the telephone line. Man, I was the worst part of last week not getting the chance to talk with John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey, John.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Outstanding. Now, I got all new eye. Well, it's the same eye I had, but with some scientific modifications. Man, I can see everything. I can see you from here.
Yeah, well, good. Do I look good? You like this hoodie on me? Does it work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. Clothes.
They give you.
They say clothes make the man. I say in this case, the man makes the clothes.
Now, when you get the laser vision, can you shoot the lasers out of your eyes now? Or
yeah, I'm not supposed to talk about that, but yes, I'll be honest. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to use it sparingly, so I save it for when I really need it. But it really helps in traffic, I find.
That would be a good superpower to have in Boston traffic, for sure.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, let's say this. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. The in-season tournament, there were some naysayers out there, mostly people in my age demographic. But even despite the way it went last night, I think this has been fun. It's been a great thing, and I think it'll be even better next year.
Yeah, for a first try, like, I get the people were, kind of worked up about it, right? The courts are mostly ugly, but I think they were intentionally ugly because that's how you get people to talk about it. When people walk by a TV and they see one of those courts, they go, what is that thing? probably with some extra words sprinkled in. But at least they, the NBA can say, you're starting the conversation. When you ask what is going on here, then somebody tells you the in-season tournament, and now you know. Even if you think the in-season tournament is stupid because of it, you're saying the words in-season tournament. And then you get to a game like last night where the Celtics were in Indy. The place was rocking. It felt like a playoff game. The crowd, the players, they wanted it. It was really, I think, a best-case scenario for the NBA. So the NBA got what they wanted out of it. We haven't even seen the Vegas portion of this yet. So I think it's been a hit, and for a first try, they're only going to try to build on it and improve it for next year. So maybe the courts will be better next year. But this thing, I think, has exceeded expectations, and it's really gotten the attention that I think the league wanted.
Yeah, and again, that feel, that excitement that you don't really get this early in the season, it was great to have that. And for the Celtics, we saw, some of the same things that have plagued them over the last couple of years last night. Can they take that and use it to their advantage when we get to the real playoffs?
Well, I mean, one hopes so, because this has been kind of like a lot of the same stuff that we've seen before. And the pessimistic view is, why would they change it now? Why would they change how they act now when they've always acted this way? The optimist view is, maybe this is the time where you it's in December, you see how the other team acted, you see how the other team wanted it, you see how you the way you acted, and Jaylen Brown said it afterwards, you got caught up in the rat race, you get caught up in that stuff. Maybe one of these times is going to be the time that they look at themselves in the mirror and say, we just can't keep doing this again.
Mm.
It's like eating that cheeseburger, and you're like, okay, the pants are about to pop. I got to start eating a salad every once in a while. At some point, you got to be like admitting to yourself, the way you've been doing it isn't working, because it hasn't been, and they need to change.
Didn't help that there was no Porzingis, and as you pointed out at Boston Sports Journal, there might as well not have been a Jrue Holiday for all he did.
Yeah, and even for that matter, add Derek White in the second half for his performance. And this is, the Celtics know that if you put everything on Tatum and Brown down the stretch and teams can key on those two guys, that it's going to be a problem. You got Holiday, you got Porzingis, and Derek White, this has been the vision for him since they got him a little while ago. those guys are supposed to take some of the pressure off of the stars. I want to see White and Holiday initiating the offense and having Tatum and Brown working to get the ball, on the move so they can attack a defense that's not quite set. But the way those guys played last night, and obviously no Porzingis, that hurt. That's not going to win many games. So you have being outshot at the three-point line by a bunch. You have the turnovers, which they, way too many turnovers by a bunch. And then no show from Holiday, especially in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. A second half kind of just terrible performance from Derek White. Of course they didn't win. Of course they didn't win. How can a team overcome being outscored by 17 or whatever the number was at the three-point line and outscored by, I think, 10 in the points off turnovers and not getting any help for their two stars? Like, of course they didn't win.
And did I see this right? This is only the second time they've lost when Brown and Tatum each score 30?
Yeah, and only the first time in regulation. The last time was an overtime game last year against the Cavaliers. So, yeah, the Celtics seem to have done enough. Like, the Jays both did enough where if they'd gotten a little bit of help. Again, look, it was tied at 105 with a minute 57 to go. So if they had just executed down the stretch and gotten a little something from somebody else, maybe the result would be different.
So now, what's next? Now they play kind of a consolation game against the loser of the Knicks-Bucks game.
You can call it that, but the league isn't calling it that. This is just a regular season game. It really, honestly, like there's no that court is going to be done. There's no more in season tournament court for the Celtics. So it's not. It's just a regular season game, and it's against the loser of that Bucks Knicks game, because that team needs to play another game. So these two games, the quarterfinals and the semifinals, are that's also a quarterfinal game. So these two quarterfinal games are, in essence, game 81 of the regular season. Ah. They need to play a game 82 because the league has scheduled 80 games and then the in-season tournament. So the two losers get together and play their essentially 82nd game, and then the in-season tournament champions play, in effect, an 83rd game of the season that does not count in the standings. The only one that doesn't count in the standings is the championship game. So Friday night in Boston, Celtics versus either the Knicks or the Bucks, and that's just a plain old regular season game.
Now, if it ends up with the Pacers and the Pelicans in the in-season tournament championship, do they scrap the whole thing for next year?
I think the league will celebrate whatever it needs to celebrate. But I mean, obviously, a Celtics-Lakers final would have been, I think, ideal, because it's like tradition meets new idea. But that's also a nice little showcase. Like, Tyrese Halliburton made a big name for himself in this game. For fans who maybe didn't know how good Tyrese Halliburton was, or maybe didn't even know who he was because he plays in Indiana and came over from Sacramento, now you get a sense of, like, that second half was legitimate superstar-level play, and that's kind of how good he is. So you get that. You get Zion back on the national stage for a little bit. If that's how it goes, that's how it goes, and I think the league will kind of use it as a, hey, here's a chance for maybe two teams that aren't seen as the favorites to actually win something, and you get fan bases that wouldn't be this excited in early December to actually get excited for something and celebrate something.
I like the sound of that. And for the Celtics, as they get back at it, where do they go from here? They had this brief moment of excitement, the big win to qualify for the in-season tournament. And then last night, how do they get back on a regular season December pattern going forward?
Yeah. Well, they just have to, like, focus on the process of trying to win a championship. And they can't get bored. As Joe Mazzulla said this a bunch, and it's true. You can't get bored with the details. You can't get bored with the stuff you need to do to beat, let's just say it's the Knicks, on December 8th. You can't get bored with playing the Cavaliers, which you're going to have to do twice next week. Orlando's coming in for two next week. I mean, those are two teams that present a problem. So the Celtics have to get out there and understand, like, this is only just the beginning of the season. If you're already bored, then can you really call yourself a true champion? Because the champs go out there, and these are championship habits that you've got to build. So go out there and win these games and perform like you're supposed to perform, or else those habits will fail you when you need them later on in the season. So I think that's going to be the message from Joe Bazzulla.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thanks so much as always. Hope you have a great week, and we'll check in with you again next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then. See you, buddy.
You got it. John Corrales on Downtown.